This is Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, April 21st, 2019. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is not a very long word, but it's called a new era. I told you in the previous teaching that the Lord had been speaking to me about it again, and I'd been hearing it other places. This is what an era is: a fixed point in time from which a series of years is reckoned. A memorable or important date or event, a stage in development. Like we'll say, well, that was the horse and buggy era, or that was the, you know, the steam, whatever, the engine era, the train, or, you know, like that. The change of the guards up to this point has been in the spirit. I've spoken to you before about spirit first, natural second. In other words, it's going to happen in the spirit before you see it in the natural. Because what is the negative, ungodly push behind the world? Demons. Principalities, powers, ranks of demon spirits that are trying to hinder. They have to be taken out. What has only been perceived spiritually will now begin to be seen in the natural. We're going to start to see these things that have been going on in the supernatural for probably about the last 3 years. You will see the fall of the cabal. I'm bringing down what has not bowed the knee to me, those lifted up in pride by their master Satan. This is a new day, a new era, new leaders, new works raised up. And much change is coming, mainly in the minds of men. Mindset changes. That's the only thing that's going to change our nation, change our world, is changing the minds of men. John heralded, change your minds. The Amplified says, change your mind for the better. The kingdom of God has come nigh to you, or is at hand. This will be seen in this nation and throughout the nations of the world. I will no longer tolerate what has gone on for centuries. Judgment on wickedness is here and about to be seen. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. This new era, a raining down of righteousness after the mighty stream of judgment. Okay. The fire at Notre Dame. The spiral fell. It had a cross, and from what I understand, it was an upside-down cross. But anyway, it fell. And some Christians think, people think, that it was an attack against the church, but I don't believe so. They believe it's a sign of the fall of Christianity and the rise of the Antichrist. And I got grieved over that because I said, Lord, when are your people going to realize where we are in the timeline? We are not at the point where the Antichrist is stepping up. They haven't even made the peace treaty that's supposed to be 7 years before he, you know, before the coming of the Lord. So we've not seen things that you're going to have to see for that to even be in place. And people are thinking, oh, the rapture's coming anytime, anytime, anytime. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. I'm thinking, yeah, get ready to get yourself, your suitcases unpacked, and get out there and start telling people about Jesus. They're ready to just fly out of here. Who cares what happens down here? I don't believe God is bringing down symbols of religion. The Catholic Church is not Christian. I remember the D.C. dream. The Lord said, pray for the body of Christ that they will rightly discern our times. It is not time for the Antichrist to rise, but for the church to rise and get busy taking the Great Commission. There is a man he does research. He decodes Q Post. He did a long article on the Notre Dame. And there's three rooms and they're named certain things. And this is where pedophilia and stuff like that goes on. So what I see is God's bringing down pedophilia in this country, and this is a sign. This is a sign. He's bringing it down, just like he's going to bring down D.C., because D.C. is a cesspool of gods and goddesses and satanic symbols. It's all in everything in D.C. In the dream I had, D.C., he said, I'm bringing it down. And it could be probably physically. I know, I think it's Mark Taylor said he believes that the Washington Monument will crumble. And I do believe it too because of what it symbolizes. There's a lot of symbolism in D.C. that you don't see until you get up to higher places like the Capitol. Inside the Capitol, it's really messed up in there. But you don't see it, and you have to have security clearance to even go up there. So, you know, all this stuff is going on, and they think it's hidden, but God sees it, and he says, this is not going to stand before me anymore. We may be having our capital reinstated in New York where it was dedicated to God in the first place on Ground Zero, that little chapel. That little chapel wasn't even touched when those buildings came down. That's where George Washington and his cabinet went on bended knee and consecrated this country to God. God didn't forget what they did. He's still looking at that covenant just like he looks at the Abrahamic covenant. Covenant with his people. This nation has a covenant with God. Started with the first president of the United States.